This is Decoder Datebook for March 28th. In March of 1916, snowfall combined with a spring thaw caused rising water and ice along the Missouri and Little Muddy Rivers. In the midst of these conditions, a herd of deer became stranded on river ice outside of Williston. Having been frightened away from the railroad tracks when a Great Northern train passed by, the slippery ice left the deer unable to navigate back to solid ground. People feared the animals would not survive. Hearing of these reports, Chief Game Warden McCutcheon of Minot and his deputies went to help. A few deer escaped on their own, but McCutcheon and his men managed to rope and capture the majority. They planned to send four of the deer back to Minot, where they would be put on display at the Minot Zoo. But after several deer died from injuries related to the rescue, the number dropped to two. The Grand Forks Herald reported on the predicament of the deer, noting that the rising water had driven the deer from the lowlands, saying it brought to light the fact that North Dakota is a veritable game paradise and the home of numerous fine specimens of such animals. Although North Dakota's deer season had been closed until 1920, the Herald stated, "Present indications are that after that time, North Dakota sportsmen will enjoy some splendid shooting." Some of the rescued deer had been penned in Williston. Upon entrance to their new and temporary home, one deer proved its health by jumping a 7-foot fence, landing in a corral of horses. Quickly changing its mind, it jumped right back. Citizens of Williston watched the situation with great interest. The deer even provided impetus for a meeting to try to establish a state park through the Game and Fish Board. Meanwhile, the deer became a topic of hot debate. By this date, March 28th, Governor L.B. Hanna had received numerous complaints about the situation, claiming that the deer would not have perished if left alone, and asking that the deer be given their freedom. In the end, Minot did get some deer for Riverside Park. Much later, however, in September, from the Agricultural College in Fargo. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Sarah Walker. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from the North Dakota Humanities Council.